Canterbury Park is making money.
We have been successful, you know, modestly as far as running Canterbury in the black the last few years.
Randy Sampson manages Canterbury Park for his family, which owns a majority stake in it. Events ranging from arts and crafts shows to snowmobile races and concerts are augmenting proceeds from live horse racing during the summer and year-round simulcast racing. But Sampson says the track is not earning enough to offer purses comparable to other regional tracks. Without competitive purses, tracks have difficulty attracting quality horses and jockeys, and most importantly, crowds to wager on races. But Sampson says if Canterbury Park had gaming similar to nearby Mystic Lake Casino, there would be enough revenue to more than double purses and to provide the state with as much as $30 million a year.
We would like to have blackjack as well as slot machines and have basically the same opportunities that they have. So I think it certainly wouldn't be as big and as grand as Mystic Lake, but our the picture I would paint is something we would like to have something similar to what you see down there in terms of the types of games that they offer and the amount of the number of slot machines and that kind of thing.
Sampson's proposal is almost identical to a plan state lawmakers rejected in the fall of 1997 when the legislature was considering building a new baseball stadium. Under the arrangement, the state lottery would operate a casino at the track with 1,500 slot machines, 36 blackjack tables, and the capacity, according to Sampson, to gross nearly $90 million a year. Canterbury's take would equal about 15% of the gross, amounting to about $13 million, half of which would be earmarked toward bigger purses. The state would get about 30% of the take, which would amount to between $25 and $30 million a year. Although the financial projections have not changed, Sampson says the casino at Canterbury proposal is no longer tied to a stadium.
The stadium issue didn't gain any public support, but we have seen that the casino at Canterbury has significant public support as well as certain legislative support. You know, various polls and other resources have told us that the people of Minnesota really believe this makes sense, and that's given us the encouragement to go forward and pursue the effort again.
When asked recently whether he'd support a state-run casino at Canterbury, Governor Ventura had this to say.
I'm open to anything. I mean, anything that comes on my desk, I read it and I make a judgment at that point in time.
Well, the governor will say only that he's open to the idea of casino gaming at Canterbury. Track backers seem fairly confident the governor actually supports the idea. Since Ventura was elected, the price of stock in Canterbury Holding Company has nearly doubled. Ventura celebrated his November victory at the track. 2 weeks ago, he hosted a Reform Party Super Bowl party there. Randy Sampson says his family made minor contributions to Ventura's campaign. He says the Ventura events at the track were handled in the same way all parties there are handled. Canterbury does not charge for rent and instead makes money on food and beverage concessions. Sampson says he's had no discussions with Ventura on plans for a state-run casino. Among the track's biggest supporters is the state's horse racing industry. Dan Milsness is the past president of the Minnesota Thoroughbred Association and the Horsemen's Benevolent Protective Association.
We think the political decision of the legislature is basic to our economic future. We've had success on the East Coast and also on the West Coast with other forms of gaming, and it is a place that is already has gaming and horse racing and pari-mutuel betting. So we think that it's a logical step.
Minnesota's Indian tribes are probably the biggest opponents of the state's entry into the casino business. John McCarthy is the executive director of the Minnesota Indian Gaming Association, which represents 10 of Minnesota's 11 tribes. McCarthy says if the tribal casino monopoly is broken, tribes will expand their gaming operations.
If the tribes are forced to compete, and I use that word forced because their intent is not to expand, but if they're forced to, it will then impact other industries who will in turn be forced to come to the state capitol and ask for more gambling.
For example, McCarthy says if the state opens a casino at Canterbury Park, Mystic Lake Casino, one of the nation's largest tribal casinos just minutes away, will likely get even bigger and offer customers more attractive deals on everything from hotel rooms to food buffets. He says other tribal casinos will in turn step up their marketing to compete with Mystic Lake and Canterbury. Ultimately, he says, Minnesota resort bar and restaurant owners will demand from state lawmakers a piece of the gaming action as well.
Any expansion of gambling is going to open up situations that are going to be detrimental to rural Minnesota, to the economies of rural Minnesota, and are a slippery slope. Where do you stop when you start expansion?
The Minnesota Family Council is also opposed to any state-run casino.
We feel gambling is a bad tax. If you want to go to the voters and say we have these needs, the case should be married on the merits of the government programs rather than that we can get some easy money from gambling proceeds.
Tom Pritchard is the president of the organization. Pritchard says to argue that an expansion of gambling can solve a problem, such as saving the horse racing industry, fails to recognize problems created by gambling.
That's always the argument that all the positive benefits which come from gambling, whether it's increased tax revenues, et cetera, or it's going to help this industry or that, but I think we have to look at the cost side and the fact that addictions and other problems continue to grow, crime, other problems associated with gambling in our state.
In addition to opposing the Canterbury plan, the Family Council is calling on the legislature to increase the legal minimum gambling age from 18 to 21. Track officials say they expect to have a casino gaming bill in the legislature within weeks. This is Mark Zedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio.